Although the officers there fared better than the enlisted at Belle Isle, Libby Prison, whose rear faced the James River and Kanawha Canal, was still a squalid place to be locked up in, with scurvy common because of poor diet. Its commandant, Lieutenant Thomas Pratt Turner, hung a sign at the top of stairs leading to inmate rooms that read, "Abandon hope, all who enter." As with other facilities, Libby had its share of thuggish overseers, like Erasmus Ross, a vicious clerk who strutted about with a pair of revolvers and a Bowie knife, delighting in taunting and abusing prisoners. To keep up their spirits, the officers, many highly literate, penned diaries, carved napkins rings out of beef bones, set up foreign language classes, and formed the Libby Prison Minstrels, whose performances Richmond newspapers advertised for visitors to attend. Another important morale boost for the inmates at Libby and other Richmond prisons came from an upper-class Richmond woman who visited regularly, Elizabeth Van Loo. She could see Libby Prison and Belle Isle from the porch of her Churchill mansion. After the first wave of federal soldiers were marched into Richmond in July 1861, Union prisoners became Van Loo's cause. Aiding them was no easy task, however. Confederate authorities admired Richmond's women who brought cakes to rebel camps. They did not think too kindly of the same hospitality extended to captured Union troops. Van Loo, who had seethed as she listened quietly to returning Confederate soldiers brag about desecrating the bodies of dead Federals, paid her first visit to the John L. Ligon and Sons Tobacco Factory on the banks of the James River at the corner of Main and 25th Streets. It had been converted into a prison to handle the first Bull Run captives and was commanded by Mary Lincoln's half-brother, Lieutenant David Todd, one of the system's most brutal overseers, who was drunk and belligerent most of the time. "How my heart beat," Van Loo recalled, as she walked into Todd's office and asked if she could be made a hospital nurse for the prisoners. He took down my name, looked at me with surprise, and said I was the first and only lady that had made any such application, Van Loo recalled. Todd refused to let her see the inmates, so Van Loo went to Confederate Treasury Secretary Christopher Memminger, whom she knew, to plead her case. Memminger also refused, but gave her a note of introduction to General John Winder.